When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You are listening to Claret and Blue, an Aston Villa podcast brought to you by Birmingham Live.
Hello and welcome to the Aston Villa Facebook page from Birmingham Live. My name is Matt Davis, filling in for Dan Rollins. And today, as I'm joined by Villa correspondent Ash Priest. Ash, good afternoon. How are you?
Yeah, afternoon. All good. Yeah, fresh from last night. Like Sunday evening kickoff. Getting used to them now. We're kickoff times. I missed line of duty, so I've got to catch up on that. So no spoilers, please, anyone.
Well, I've never seen an episode, so you won't get any from me. I think I'm actually the only person in the country who's never seen a second of Line of Duty.
You're going to watch it.
I should do. I watched a film on Netflix called Stowaway instead, which was decent. Anyway, we should talk about football and specifically Aston Villa. Interesting circumstances against a struggling West Brom side. Ash, what did you make of it?
Yeah, it was really weird, really. It was the most fluid I've seen Villa going forward for a long old while. And that was backed up with the stats. I think it was 24 shots they had, 11 on target, and Villa ended up nearly losing the game. So, yeah, a bit better going forward. I think the intent was there. So, looked a bit better in that sense. But, yeah, it's just lacking that clinical edge up front. I think Martinez has worked quite well. Matis Pereira was causing havoc. Villa didn't really get going. Yes, they dominated it and whatnot. But Sam Johnson was really tested. But in the end, I trust for Keenan Davis getting his first Premier League goal. Right at the death, and it was a point secured at the end. So, yeah, I'm pleased with the points, pleased with the attacking display going forward, but was lacking that clinical edge again. Listen, Villa played against a side that have lost, 18 matches all season, so they should be there for the taking, but they didn't. But they got the point in the end, so I'm pretty pleased, Matt, yeah.
Drop your questions in for Ash and we'll go through them as we go along. I've got a few things to put to him in the meantime as we wait for those. But you mentioned Keenan Davis getting his first goal. It was a bit of, non-league defending, but I'm sure you'll take it. I mean, how happy do you think all the players will be for him? Because he seems like he's got a good attitude and he's a bit of a workhorse, isn't he? So it's nice for him to get that reward.
Yeah, definitely. He's only had 150-odd minutes this season, which is not really good enough, really. He had the 10 minutes here and there. It's so hard to make an impact, but he has been making an impact. You look at when he come on against Fulham, bullying that Tosin at the back and getting Villa ahead. And he's been meant to feed off scraps with the 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 minutes here and there. So I'd like to see more of him in the month of May, to be honest. And I've spoken to a few players behind the scenes and off the record, and they've told me, This lad's a baller, which is like the new slang for the players. He's a baller, really good. He's not this back to goal merchant, hold up merchant. He's much more than that. He's got a great touch, great left foot, and he's a good player. And with the training ground videos Villa put out, he does catch the eye now and again. So behind the scenes, the squad tell him he's a really good player. Just haven't seen enough of him this season. I think I've been told Jack Grealish loves him as well. So hopefully we can see more of him. I think last season he didn't really take his chance throughout Project Restart. Villa was a struggling side back then, but this time it's a different kettle of fish. The supply line's more potent. I think he'll get the chances if he's on the pitch long enough. So I'd like to see Davis playing, give him a start. I'd like to see him starting up front with Watkins. What have Villa got to lose, really? So I'd like to see that option explored in the future games. 6 games he's got left. I'd like to see him, Deansford, go to up top and have a look at it. But yeah, overall, chuff for Davis. He's earned that goal. He hit the post as well. I thought he weren't going to get it, but he's got it in the end. Broken his hoodoo, as it were. And let's hope he can finish the season with a flourish, mate.
Do you think this is his last chance to make it at Villa, these next 6 games? Because they're going to be looking in the market in the summer. Wesley's fit again, which is obviously great. So if Davis is ever going to make the grade as a regular at Villa Park, do you have to do it in these next 6 matches now?
Interesting point you raise there, Matt. He's 23. A telling line from Dean Smith's post-match press conference last night saying if there's more to come, his development, hinted at his development. So I think he'll stick around. He's only 23. Been around Villa for a long time, like you say. I think his last league goal came in 2017. He broke through under Steve Bruce, perhaps. Under Brucey. And he was plucked from non-league, and Villa have been working on him ever since. Raw talent, as we know. In terms of last chance saloon, I don't think so. I think Villa will be patient with him. I think Davies is happy to sit around, but I'd like to see him go out in the Championship next season. I'd like to see him test himself and play week in, week out, play that Tuesday, Saturday relentless fixture list and develop in that way and come back in 22-23 season. And it'd be a different proposition. So I don't think his time's up at Villa yet at all. I think he signed a new four-year deal in last summer, because obviously his last contract was expiring. So I think Villa believe in him. I think Richard O'Kelly, the striker coach, he believes in him. And based on what the players are telling me behind the scenes, they all believe in him. So I think he'll go out on loan next season for me. I think Villa will bolster in attack this summer. I think Watkins hasn't been as clinical enough over the recent weeks. Yes, 12 goals in 31 is pretty decent for his showing, but I think Villa need a fox in the box merchant, I think. Tammy Abraham ticks that box for sure. So if that's explored, then that should point at an exciting season next season. We'll see.
One more from me before we get into questions then. I wanted to ask you about Wesley. It's great to see him back, but it's such a big injury. Medical science has come a long way, but do you think he'll ever be the same player again? And is anything he gets on the pitch this season just a bonus, really, towards next season?
Yeah, Dean Smith made a point to that. He said it's the worst injury he's ever seen in his 34 years in the professional game. So I think there's three ligaments in your knee. Smith said he did all three of them. So goes to show just how bad an injury it was, Matt. In terms of his prospects, it was great to see him getting on the pitch last night. I think a nice little touch as well. The players give him a round of applause at Ballymore Heath on Saturday because Smith said, "Where's you in the squad?" So everyone was buzzing for him. So, yeah, listen, it cost £22 million last season. They ain't going to give up on him just yet. He'll get a pre-season to try and get that sharpness back, have a run of games, because games have been hard to organise due to the pandemic. So he needs a run of games, run of fixtures, get some minutes into his legs again, and we'll see. But I think he'll be assessed in the summer. Yeah, it'd be interesting. No one knows. No one knows what he's going to come back like, because before his injury, he just started to make some strides. So he's a good player. So, yeah, I think pre-season will be telling for him. We'll see him in them friendlies. And like you say, any minutes now before the end of the season is a bonus with six games left. And yeah, I'm buzzing to see him back. He shows a great strength of character to come back from what he's come back from. So I'm just pleased he's out there again, because at one stage I was thinking he weren't going to come back. So yeah, I think he'll work hard from now until the start of next season, and we'll see where he's at.
Right, let's go to some questions from you guys who are watching along. First one from David Alford. Firstly, I have to see if you agree with this. I mean, the style of play has been awful since Christmas. What's the reason? Has David got a point now, or has it not been quite as bad as he thinks?
Totally, David's got a point, yeah. I think a lot's been made of expected goals, and Villa's last night was 3 for the first time since Palace on Boxing Day. So what we now, like April, May, and Villa haven't posted an XG of 3. Since then. So, yeah, it has been a bit of a dive of watching recent weeks. And the main reason behind that, as everyone knows, is no Jack Grealish, the fullbacker. I made this point last night saying Albin had a star in the mix with Matheus Pereira. Last week, it was Phil Foden who was dazzling and drawing gas from the press bench. We haven't seen that from Villa this season, to be fair. Well, no, not this season, but since the turn of the year. And missing Grealish has been a key factor of that. So, yeah, I don't think Smith's found a rhythm as such without Grealish, so he's been a big miss. And yeah, it has been a poor watch of light. Every fan, I'll tell you that. Every fan stopping me down the shops telling me what's going on. Just not the same. So yeah, get Grealish back and Villa get back into the rhythm of things. But the big thing is only 6 games left. So I'll see Smith mix things up a bit, go 2 up top, give Davies a bit more game time and go from there, really. So yeah, there's lots to play for still. Could be some experimenting going on, and let's see some of the young kids perhaps that could add a bit of freshness in there. But yeah, I think I agree with the point made. Yeah, it has been a bit of a dour watch of late, but I think last night was a bit better going forward, a bit fluidity there, a bit more threatening, peppering the goal, and getting the rewards for it at the end. So yeah, I think that's a fair point, that is, Matt. Yeah.
Ross Barkley came back into the side, so there's always going to be anything about Barkley in one of these that we do because he so often talks about it. Les Pace asks about Barkley getting a chance when we've got young, talented villains waiting to play. What did you make of Barkley yesterday? Obviously, he won a penalty. And what do you think about Les's point about young players?
Yeah, he was a bit better. Smith said as much last night. I asked Smith about Barkley because it was such a shock call to bring him back in after nine games out. So, yeah, I thought he did a little bit better. Smith said it was a bit like the Barkley we had to be signed at the start. So Smith conceded that Barkley's been off the boil there as well. So, yeah, nothing too much to shout about, to be honest. But the willingness was there, which was refreshing to see. So in previous weeks, he'd be looking at the floor, looking at the air, thinking, what have I got to do here? But he'd be down in his gumshoe a little bit last night and showed a willingness, which is all you want, really. Yeah, quality a bit lacking still, but yeah, I think, like, going back to the question, why is he getting ahead of the likes of Jacob Ramsey's? A good question, I think, but I think Ramsey played last week against Man City. He only played the half, I get that, but I think Smith wanted to give him a chance to shine and to hurt Albion, knowing what Barkley's all about, and try and play him into form again like he did. But I think looking to Everton now, will he play Barkley against his former club with a point to prove? Perhaps, but I'd like to see Jacob Ramsey back in there because I thought he did really well this little cameo against West Brom last night. He moved the ball quickly and he helped pull Albion apart at times. So, yeah, did Barkley do enough to start at the weekend? Probably not. So, yeah, I saw you see Ramsey coming in. I think Smith hinted at last week that Villa are going to explore a permanent for Ross Barkley. So, yeah, why not? Blood the youngsters, blood those who are going to be there for next season. It's a shame Morgan Sanson's out of late because I'd like to see more of him, but he's out with an injury. So, yeah, interesting point there regarding blooding the youngsters as opposed to Barkley. I think that's something Smith will do, but I think just Smith went for Barkley last night just to try and just reignite that fire previously, but it didn't really work. But we'll see with six games remaining.
Horace Levy here asks specifically about Louis Barry, is one of the young lads. Do you think there's a notion within the club, and maybe they just want to wrap him within cotton wool a bit? He's so hyped and so talked about that you don't want to throw a young player in too soon. Is Pitt Smith trying to just pick his moment, do you think, with Barry?
Yeah, I think it's totally, mate. Good point you make there. I'm asked about Louis Barry all the time. People tell me at the club he's the most natural finisher there, ahead of Watkins and whatnot. And his goals record backs that up this season. He just scores for fun in every game he plays, basically. We've seen that at Villa Park against Liverpool's first team. He only needs one chance and he scores. So, yeah, being a bit protected, I guess, yeah. Size and stature's not quite there yet, but if you're good enough, you're old enough. So, I'd like to see him in the squad before the season's out. For me, definitely, he's good enough. He's got that goal-scoring ability you want to see. And I'd chuck him on, yeah, but I think he's being protected. Like you say, Villa 18's have got a really important game at Newcastle tomorrow, so he's been saved for that. FA Youth Cup quarter final. Villa are going big in that. They want to win that first time in over 10 years, so 20 years almost. And so, yeah, I think he's been playing, getting minutes in for the youth team because he had an injury at the start of this season, ankle injury, and he's just needed games, so he's been playing games. So, and Smith, he's been using Watkins. So, but yeah, I'd like to see him around it as the games peter away. And I think he'll be amongst the first team in pre-season. I think Smith will have a good look at him. I think he'll get beefed up over the summer. And he's due a growth spurt, isn't he? Because obviously Jacob Ramsey before, he nothing much to him over the summer, last summer. He really come on in size. So he's due a growth spurt. I think he'll come into his own. I think he'll be a huge success. They went all out to get him. I think a deal could rise to £3-4 million, all things considered. So it's a big investment for a youth team player. I think he'll get ample chance next season. And I can't wait to see more of him.
You talk about big investments. There's an interesting one from Jazz Jagpal here about Watkins and Cash, proof to be bargains. I mean, that's £42 million bargain, so it's still a big outlay. And then suddenly Jazz is saying, have got signed players of Premier League, or do you think when he signed Premier League or Champions League experience? I guess that all comes down to money. I'm sure Dean Smith would love to do that, wouldn't he?
He would, yeah. I mean, Dean Smith had the finances came out last week. Last season, Nassef Suarez and Wes Aliens injected another £220 million into the club to help them with the transfers. And the transfer spend now is totaling £300 million. Smith's adding in his transfer windows with them. So, yeah, I think they will spend big again. I think they have to bridge that gap between the top six where they want to be. First half of the season was great, and I think the squad depth has been the reason why they are where they are. They haven't had players to call upon in Grealish's absence and stuff like that. And so that needs to be addressed. I think I did a piece today that's on the website. We could see as many seven depart in the summer because they want first team football. Your Tom Heaton's, I think he'll go. Almo, what a servant he's been. Neil Tyler, his contract's off. And he looks at Hourihan, Gilbert, Kalinic, he's still contracted to the club. I think now will go. So these will need to be replenished. Trezeguet's out for a long time as well. So at present, there's any Algarzian Troy to choose from on the flanks. So I think there needs to bolster their squad again big time. And if you don't spend in the Premier League, people catch you up. So yeah, I think it'll be a big effort in the summer again. If you don't want to get to them European places, they've set the bar with the performances earlier in the season. The owners want to get there. Dean Smith's spoken about it with all the Super League fallout. He said, I want to earn the right to be a Champions League club and Champions League manager. So the players are talking about it. So I think four, five, six new signings in the summer. I think that's fair to look at. I think Taylor moving on, Villeneuve new left back. It's a rival target. So as ever, I think it'll be a big summer. Will they break the transfer record on surpassing Watkins? Perhaps. I don't know what others think about that. I think they'll look to do that. Tammy Abraham could be available given his Chelsea situation. So, yeah, it'd be a good one to watch over the summer, see how things develop.
This is more of a comment than a question from Matty Deeming, but I'll put it to you about John McGinn being unrecognisable and his passing being horrific. Is that a fair comment from Matty? Obviously, I don't see these games in full like you do. Is he right there?
Yeah, McGinn's passing has been off it of late. He said that as much in last week's post-match. He said, my passing hasn't been up to there, but he got back in the goals against Man City. Yeah, Villa's midfield. I don't know what others think about this on the comments, but I'm struggling to put my finger on it at the moment. It's not working, and I think that's why Villa are surpassing it, really. And Mings is just keeping that ball over the channel to Watkins to chase, and they're looking to get on the second balls. Just not working in midfield for me at the minute. Douglas Luiz, McGinn, were in there last night. Barkley as well was brought in a bit to just find that little bit of freshness and magic that's been lacking of late. And yeah, but McGinn has dropped deeper last night against Albion again and didn't really work for me. Whereas before, in games we've seen recently, he's playing as a 10 and excelling, getting back in the goal. So yeah, I think that's an area that needs ironing out, to be honest, Matt. I can't put my finger on it, to be fair. Nakamba's been in and out and not trusted and played again. So and Douglas Luiz is trying to find his form as well. Santon's out currently. So I don't think they'll have nailed that department of late. So that could be an area that could be strengthened in the summer. Regarding McGinn's form, a bit hit and miss. I mean, he's unreal for Scotland, banging him in for Scotland, and took his goal well against Man City. But yeah, I want a bit more from him. We're not seeing him take a game by the scruff of the neck. So yeah, I think McGinn needs to improve for next season for sure, because his place, although at the minute he's pretty much nailed on, I think he won't be next season.
This is one that we've addressed before, but I'll put to you again, because I think it's kind of a moot point in a sense. Asking about Grealish, I suppose the point is he's going to be linked with the top clubs all summer, but you don't think he's going to leave, do you?
No, not at all. I can't see that happening. I can't see clubs spending 100 million to get him, to be honest, Matt. He's out with an injury. That's going to put clubs off as well. So I don't think he'll be entertained at all. I think Grealish wants to carry on. And he wants to follow Villa into Europe. Yeah, it'd be a bit of a shame for Grealish. He's missed what, the last nine games now, and there's reports suggesting he could miss Everton on, well, he's going to miss Everton on Saturdays, looking like that, and next couple after that. So Villa protecting him for his Euros dream. Southgate will probably pick him, I think, hopefully, anyway. And yeah, it's a shame, really, for Grealish, because obviously he's been the form of his life. He's been the best he's ever been, and he's had an injury that's ruled him out for 10, 11, 12 games, possibly. So I just want Grealish to play 30 out of Premier League games. Where would he be? Where would his numbers be if he played every game this season? He'd be in double figures for goals and assists. So, real shame in that respect. But yeah, I think he'll look to make up for lost time next season. I think having fans back next season will bring his game on even further. I think he can't wait to play in front of a packed out Villa Park again, because I think he's one of them players that feeds off it. So, yeah, I think clubs ain't going to touch it this season based on his injury and the amounts that he'll cost, and Villa aren't going to entertain a bid. So yeah, I think Grealish will look to fire Villa into Europe.
One from Dean Edwards. Ash, you briefly mentioned Tammy Abraham. Do you think it's a deal that can be done? He's very much on the fringes at Chelsea at the moment. Do you think there's a deal to be done there, maybe?
Yeah, on the fringe, he's been kind as well. Just not fancied at all, is he, from Tuchel? So, yeah, I think he's available. I think there's others in the market for him, Leicester City being one. So I think it's an option to explore. He's worked with Dean Smith before. Dean Smith loved him. Dean Smith tried to sign him after promotion, but he wanted to realise his Chelsea dream of being their number nine. He's been the top goal scorer for the last two seasons as well. So he's done everything right, really. I don't think Tuchel fancies his work rate or just ability to link the play, but he's a goal scorer. So, and they cost money. So I spoke to the guys at footy.london for the Chelsea perspective last week, and they said £40 million would probably be a deal that could happen. So we'll see. It all depends on where Villa see it, to be honest. Are they going to stick with Watkins, or are they going to shove him out wide and bring in Abraham, or are they going to have the two to compete for that number nine shirt? We'll see. There's Wesley, what we talked about as well. So, I see Abraham being one to keep tabs on for sure. He's got mates there. Grealish loves him. McGinn's best pal, Tyrone Mings, his England teammate as well. So I think that'll be onto his blower, saying, come on then, we'll have you. I think keep an eye on that one. It's worth keeping an eye on. His availability's there. And that could happen for sure.
We've got another 5 or 10 minutes, so keep the questions coming and we'll pick through them before we have to disappear. These things, you always get names from fans being thrown at you, so I'm going to throw a couple at you. Uh-huh. One here is Pereira. Some people like the look of him. Obviously, he did well yesterday. Jesse Lingard was another one. Obviously, he's in great form. And Saint-Maximin at Newcastle, I saw flash up as well. The kind of player Villa needs, I'm not sure the kind they can get, but they'd be pretty pricey, wouldn't they?
Yeah, I mentioned that last night. I said Villa need a Pereira-style addition, a bit of magic. And what did Pereira cost? 7.4 million, 7.8 million, something like that. And what a bargain that is. And will he be available if baggies go down? Perhaps. I'd love to see him. He was excellent last night. He really was. Saint-Maximin, like you say, Lingard, they're the players you want to be looking at. Players banging form, players with real pedigree. I think that Villa needs to buy premium again. I think days of signing an unknown from Turkey are over now. I think Villa will go big, because you've got to get in the top six. You can't be, unless your scouting's on point and you keep plucking up gems from France and across Europe, you need to spend the money. So, yeah, I think, although Villa don't want to go too big, I think they'll have to if they want to realise that dream of getting into Europe. So, yeah, I think the players mentioned, it's that calibre, that premium calibre they're after. And Pereira, I'll take him tomorrow based on last night's display. He could be available. Really good player, really classy individual. Skinned Douglas Luiz last night, made him look stupid. But yeah, I think that's the market we're in. I think Villa need a winger with real pedigree, and I think that'll be an area explored. But like I say, Bertrand Traoré was a big investment last summer, £19 million, that could rise to, and it's his first season in the Premier League, so he'll look to kick on next season. He's gone a bit flat of late. He was good over the festive period, but I think we're expecting more from Traoré next season.
Yeah, I think Pereira might be the one someone's going to prize him away, aren't they, for 25 or 30 million quid. And then Bernard in the comments mentions Brooks, who's really good at Bournemouth. I think I'm a big fan of his. I'd definitely take him. There's one here, which is an interesting one from Espen, saying how you need cover at left-back, right-back, and a winger, and a creative central midfielder. I suppose what I was going to ask you is, if you're shelling out for a reserve left-back, a reserve right-back, a cover centre-half, a support striker potentially, you're spending a good wedge of money just to tread water and stay where you are, not really improve your squad. So how much are Villa going to have to spend? Is the money going to be there? I mean, this next step for Villa is a really big one. It's a really hard one to take, isn't it? I suppose is what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's a huge step. Like we say, in the first season they came up, they spent £150 million and then 10, 11, 12 new additions. What's that? You know what I mean? Pennies in less than £10 million a player. So I think, and the summer just gone, last summer, they bought quality over quantity. Spent record amounts on Watkins, £33 million, Martinez, £20 million. So they're in that ballpark. And what would they do this summer? I think it'd be this similar to last. I think you're £20 million players. So I can't expect Villa to be spending £20 million a player and eight new additions just to replenish the squad. I think they look to promote from within as well. I think from what people are telling me about him, well, Kane Kessler's ready to step up. The right back, a lot of excitement about him. He's been banging the goals in from right back as well, which has been incredible. So he's an option. I think Matty Cash, Gilbert could come back in. There's no need to replenish the right back slots. I think centre backs are fine. I think Courtney Horse has had a cover for Tyrone Mings. Every Conte has been outstanding all season. Bjorn Engels is in reserve. If he departs, I think Dominic Revin's having a great season at Weymouth, who's really putting up trees out on loan. He's got another year left in his contract. He might be promoted. So that'll enable Villa to go all out on a big money striker or a real, real exciting winger. So I think they'll spend big on certain areas. I think squad players will remain. El Ghazi will probably stick around just as that squad player who can turn it on when he can. And players like that. So, yeah, I think left back, there's no one really coming through at present at Villa. There's Sebastian Rebben, Dominic's brother, who's a bit young, but I think Villa will replenish that. They could look at testing the scouting network for a left back coming up in Holland or something like that. That could be explored. There's Rico Henry at Brentford, who Smith knows all about. He's still young and he could flourish, providing competition for Target. But I can't see him going too big on too many areas of the pitch. I think they'll source it on one, two, three areas and go big on that and add that quality that's needed, Matt. Yeah.
Right, that's an interesting note to end it on, I think. So thanks very much. Oh, go on, we'll throw one more at you quickly, Jason DeFrentis. What are the chances that Dougie leaves for Man City, since you just dropped that question in?
Yeah, I asked my mate Pep about that in the week.
That's why I asked, because I wanted you to be able to drop in your Pep conversation.
Yeah, the chances, I think it's a high chance, highly likely, given, what is it, 27.5 million, the clauses. Getting a Brazilian international for that, still only 23. Be a sound investment for Man City to go back in. Fernandinho's 36 next month. He's likely to depart. So I think they might get Douglas Luiz's cover for Rodri. They spent big on Rodri, 56 million. So Guardiola likes a big squad. He fights on four fronts, doesn't he? Champions League, League Cup, Premier League. So if I was going to make a decision, I think he probably does go. We'll see, though. There's a lot to happen. Man City have to come in and spend £30 million on a player that will sit on the bench, perhaps. Whereas Dean Smith loves him. He's been really good, really good addition to Villa. £15 million was well spent in that regard. And yeah, he's still developing. He's still coming good. And he was brilliant last season for Project Restart. My player of the season for them final 10 games. And his form has been a bit indifferent, but Villa's midfield has been indifferent, hasn't it? So he struggles to nail down that consistency. I'd like to see him pushed a bit higher, but we'll see. But to answer the question, it'll be interesting one to keep an eye on, like you say, Matt. I don't want to put my hat into the ring and say he's definitely off, but I think why not? The clause is there for a reason. They've had a good look at him. I asked Pep about that last week, like you say, and he didn't really say no, did he, when I said he's going to come back. So we'll see. Interesting one to look at. I don't know what the general feeling is amongst the Villa supporters if he does go, but we'll see. It's one to keep an eye on, like you say, Matt.
That's true. He took that question better than your one about VAR, the return fixture. I don't know. That was good. That was funny. Your bond with Pep, your love-hate relationship.
That's right.
We definitely will leave it there. So thanks to everyone who watched along and asked questions of Ash. Ash, thanks very much for your time as ever. Very much appreciated.
Thank you for listening to Claret & Blue, an Aston Villa podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, then please do let us know. We love hearing your feedback. We'll be back soon with another episode. But until then, up the Villa.